You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hi, I'm George Norrie, and welcome to the new iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Like us on Facebook, tell your friends, and share us with everyone. This is an exciting new network that will feature podcasts of the paranormal, supernatural, and the unexplained. Now please sit back and enjoy Dark Becomes Light with Heidi Hollis.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself.
You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Welcome to my show. Remember, each week, this is the place you go to when you want to learn the latest on anything out of the ordinary, from shadow people to Hat Man, angels to aliens. I don't care what's happening, if Bigfoot is peeking in your window, go to my main website, which is shadowfolks.com or HeidiHollis.com, and tell me your stories. Tell me what's going on out there, because this is how we learn, okay? Class is in session. 2023 has hit us, and we are all hopeful that things will be spectacular this year, right? There's so many people anticipating the worst, and I am choosing to look at my glass half full with coffee. So we're going to be okay. Things are going to just change for the better. That's all. We're not going to fret. So, guess what today is? Today is all about your personal stories, my favorite types of shows. And I am learning it is the same for you guys out there, because you get to learn alongside of me. So what I do here, we are not quite sure what we're calling this here, but the Dark Becomes Light Corner. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. I call it the Outlandish Corner. Anything out of the ordinary. I am just going through my emails and finding what it is you guys are talking about. It's like, I am not a guru. I do not have all the answers. I am somebody who has been there, seen that, experienced it, freaked out, found some answers, wrote about it, got over it. And now I'm trying to help everybody else out there do the same darn things. There's only one original, Heidi Hollis, and that is me. There's one original who discussed shadow people, Hat Man. That is me. I'm trying to set it straight out there in the world to know that everything else is not me. I don't know where I'm going with this. It's 2023, man. It's an exciting time. It's an exciting time. And I am literally right now searching through my emails and taking a peek to see what's going on. And you know what? I want to tell you guys, be sure to also follow me on social media at one, Heidi Hollis, on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. So it's literally putting a one in front of my name, TikTok, all of that. And yeah, reach out. People are always surprised. Wow, you actually responded. Yeah, I do. I try to, but it does get to be a bit much sometimes, but I love it no matter what. I do my best. And yeah, so if there's something on your mind, you need help right away, go ahead, reach out. And also, I put that in the subject line of your emails because sometimes people are really in dire straits and I'm like, wow, you know, I do my best to hop on the line and respond as fast as I can when I see that. But so guess what, guys? I see a really ginormous email here. Really big. What? How big? How many? It's almost 2.5 pages. Shall we? Shall we dive into that one? Should we do the big one first? Or yeah, let's do the big one first because then we could just like take our sweet time. Instead of trying to cram it in, right? All right. So this one says, where is it? Dear Heidi, I've seen these figures quite a lot as a child. I'm assuming they're talking about shadow people. We're talking up in the 100 nights here. Ooh. With a multitude of experiences that developed from it as I got to see them more and more. From your hat man to the cloaked figure. Oh, that's icky. Cloaked figure guy, I think he's speaking of, is like this Grim Reaper looking thing that nobody seems to enjoy. To seeing what's behind the actual shadow itself. I've had many physical experiences with them too. We're talking body to body aggressive encounters where I had to fight them off from me. You guys hearing this? You hearing this? Physical, guys. Physical. Growing up, hundreds of nights. That's horrific. I'm so sorry this happened to you. That's horrible. Horrible. With that being said, I remember my first encounter with them. I hope, guys, that we get into like what may have triggered this. Because when it's like this, when the dark side is fighting so hard to get at somebody, I'm like, hot diggity dog, this person is special and unique that the dark side is working so hard. I mean, wow. I mean, did the bowels of down under just feel like, we gotta get this one out of the way, everybody. So, you know, I'll put your hands in the middle and say, go. I don't know. Why? Why do that? I don't know. Okay. Continuing, they appeared at the moment when I gained consciousness as a child. And I remember distinctively saying to myself at that point, quote, I have the power. I must remember this moment, which was said in my head in English, almost frantically and with immense joy at the same time. Mind you, English was not my native language at that point. Fascinating. So that's already bizarre to know that I was able to utter such words inside of me at that moment of, quote, gaining consciousness. Plus, on top of that, it was as if I was coming from a place that was searching to gain this power of consciousness. Interesting, guys. Interesting. That is not quite just being woke. This is like beyond woke into the outer stratospheres of the universe is how I'm imagining this right about now. Okay, continuing. I remember at that point the sudden rush of realization that came unto me that I can achieve anything in life that I desire. Like the world was in the palm of my hand. As this realization hit, I noticed multiple shadow people in front of me, behind the people that were in front of me at that time. I saw them and felt their terror. As if they were responding to my realization. I got goosebumps because what do I say here is probably the number one reason that these beings come at people is because they are gifted, because they are aware, because they are awake and able to see them and able to feel them and able to warn and educate other people on matters of the soul and how to get away from these things. So this is fascinating, fascinating. All right, where was I? And I noticed that the S being used in the place of Z's for us Americans. So this is from across the pond. It's awesome. Okay. All right. Behind the people that were in front of you. Okay. I saw them and felt their terror as if they were responding to my realization, like I'm not supposed to be realizing all of that. Many years later into my adulthood, I've come to understand from that first encounter that these beings are afraid of consciousness and that they are cowards. Amen. Amen. I love this. I love this. Yes. Yes. All the way. I mean, I tell people this is the power of the human potential is something else. It's something else. They try to study a person to try to find access to them. They don't want you awake. They don't want you seeing. They don't want you warning. They do not want this. So they try to scare you into submission, denial of what you see, what you understand. But here's this guy, the name is Hal, becomes crisp and clear and sees at a young age. And wow, that veil, huh? That veil just went slip. Where'd that go? Oh no, we got a live one here. That's kind of like the experiences I've had when it came to like alien beings or shadow beings as well. It's like, oh no, she's awake. She's moving. She's picking up aliens and rattling them. Yes, I have. crazy, crazy. I love this, that they're cowards. Okay. Oh, there's a bad word. These poo-poo heads... That's not the word they used. Are not that afraid to harass a child with consciousness. No, they're not. They love to go after children. I think that because children are more vulnerable, they are not able to process always what's in front of them, even if they are aware and awake of some things. These things really try to crowd them in because it's hard to believe a child talking about the boogeyman, right? So they're like, let's get them to doubt themselves, doubt their eyeballs, get them to be isolated, parents and family putting them down, where they get insecure and maybe socially awkward because, my gosh, they're seeing things all around them. They must have a mental illness there, right? And, you know, I'm not a doctor. Again, I always will say I'm not a doctor. And I speak to these things only as somebody who's experienced things and just try to get people to understand the patterns with this. And here's somebody who experienced the patterns. All right, continuing. But an adult, however, with consciousness, they fear quite a bit. Yeah, well, I think kids do too. I was there. Because you're physically much more capable as an adult and have a more developed ability of crystallizing the meaning of what you're seeing. A child that sees something strange would usually internalize that what he, she sees way less critically than an adult would. Ooh, you're getting deep. You're getting deep. Ooh, well, we're just beginning on this email, everybody. So just warming up my fingers here and... We're gonna continue this one after the break because I have a feeling we're going to places. All right, you guys, you are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Stick around. We'll be right back.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Today, it is all about your emails, your stories. We are in the forever. We don't know the name of this corner, but we might just call it the Outlandish Corner. I don't know. Oh, God. Well, okay. So, so we're in the midst of an email from Hal from across the pond, from what I gather. And, wow, Hal woke up as a child and was able to see things in that instance of waking up to full consciousness that there were shadow beings in the room. And also some kind of Grim Reaper type of hooded guy and, you know, oh, the typical uglies that I deal with on a daily basis. Not in my place, not any longer, thank God. All right, so to continue this fascinating email, Hal continues, adults could ponder on what he, she sees or saw. It sticks with them. But for a child, most moments are like smoke coming and going. I guess so, to an extent. For myself, I mean, it left quite an impression on myself that this world is not what it appears to be. And I've met and spoke and had emails from many people who experienced things as a child that just absolutely changed their course in life. Their level of security in this realm, too. I mean, it's a lot to deal with. Okay, to continue. Taking memories of it with it. Those who say that it's hypnagogic sleep night terror, sleep paralysis, have not really experienced these beings. Oh, there's another amen for you. I'm not a fan. You see, me talking on these things for 20 plus years got this to be so popular, the scientists had to respond and poo-poo it. Hey, everybody, go back to sleep. It's just this little imbalance in your brain. That's why there's a man in a hat and suit in your bedroom. If these things only happened at nighttime while people were sleeping, that would be something. But that is not the case, all right? It's not the case. I have videos and photos of people that have caught these things, and I don't know why it's so important to make it seem that we are just these slugs of meat and flesh and bones walking around and there's nothing else to it. When I hear this kind of like downplay of abilities, lets me know there's somebody who's owning it and honing in on it, that there's power to be had in it. And they don't want others to have it. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? I hope so. All right. So, continuing. Seeing something strange at the corner of your eye is also not experiencing them. Right? No. They could come full on at you, right? Plenty of room to talk about sleep deprivation in that case. If you've truly experienced these beings, even if it's just once, and absorbed their presence, the aura they emit, what they look like when you're looking at them dead on, then you can maybe start to understand what I'm speaking of. I like that this person is being really, really clear on what they understand and have experienced. Because me just speaking to it as clearly as I can, it's nice to have others being very clear and understanding how others who are observing and trying to get grasp what it is that we're getting at. I like when people delve into the facts and figures of it. It's like, no, you have not been there. You do not know what I'm talking about until you have looked these things head on. But there's people that may not have the full awareness and awakeness to see these things head on, to know and feel the threat and the understandings of what these things are. So I want to give people credit still. People start to see these things in the corner of their eye until they become more intense and very sincere and taking them down. So we don't know the stages of other people. So, but I hear you. I hear you, Hal. All right. If you've had aggressive physical encounters, then your experience with these beings is on another level. It becomes life-changing on all levels, dripping down to the very core of your existence. It'll shake something inside of you that's so close to you and yet so alien when experiencing it for the first time, which can lead to someone putting in quite an effort in trying to forget about it and move on from it, so that they do not have to face the extreme existential dread that comes from such experiences. Ooh. Wow. You are really deep. Take that in, guys. Take that in, because it truly shakes up everything. Everything. You understand? Everything. You're used to this solid thing you get around. It's called a car, and you're used to putting on your shoes, and you're used to, you know, these solid understandings. And then something like that just pops in and tries to choke you out. Okay. It's hard. It's really hard. Hard to find balance. Hard to not be committed into an institution for some people. Really hard. This is deep. This is deep. So Hal continues, what I can conclude so far on dozens of the hundred of encounters with them I've had, they are not some blip from another dimension. They seem to be here with a mission. Friendly? No. But cautious at best. In the early stages of encountering them, I did think perhaps they are friendly, playful beings. Oh, you guys catch that? How many times have I said to people who have written me and say, well, they don't scare me. I think there might be guardians because I'm okay. All right. They're not scary. I just see them. I'm like, they're just baiting their time. Like they're observing, feeling you out as you are just like, oh, wow, that's not so bad. You know, and then people get curious and open up. You got to be careful. There's a reason why they hesitate. They haven't quite figured out which hole to push into in your life so they can control and cause harm and attack. This is a person that's been physically attacked. And it's really, really difficult to deal with. All right, continuing. But it didn't take long for me to see that their response to friendliness is just outright nasty. Mm-hmm. I've also had many people, I've read about their stories here on this program, that that's also the case. Like, well, they seemed okay, and then they just got mean, and I just didn't understand. Like, yeah, yep. Yeah. You don't want to keep that present around so they have the time to cause harm. All right, continuing. They may be for a bit accept your friendliness, only to later on turn it into a nightmare. Yep, you let that guard down. They are not like some cat where if you give off friendly sounds and signals, it'll come up to you and rub against you. These are not beings that need a, quote, medium either to bring them to some light, to some other magical place. I don't mean to laugh, but oh, man. Yeah, I understand. I've had so many times, even on my group, I have a Facebook group called Shadow People and Hatman Experiencers. And I had somebody who practices witchcraft on there. I'm okay with people that have different beliefs to an extent, okay? Don't try to push these things and understandings and acceptances onto other people. And I had somebody on there who literally, I'm not kidding, I want to laugh so hard, who literally said that I was being biased against dark things to be evil things. And I'm like, hold on. Shape-shifting things that like to attack, bite, scratch, rape. Yeah, I'm biased. I am. And then said I'm just full of fear because I wouldn't open up to them. Like, hold it, you practice witchcraft. Of course you would feel that was okay, you know? But no, allow others to have that understanding that, yeah, I'm going to judge because I know better from my own experiences. Let alone having been this person that has let the world know that these things exist. To watch out, everybody. Duck. Run. Hide. Whatever it is. So, I'm biased. You don't need a medium for magical place. Yeah, I've seen also on some of these different TV shows where it's an outright shadow being, demonic or hat man, and they're like, oh, it's your cousin Frank. He's just checking in on you. Send him love. Oh, no, 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 no. It's not Uncle Frank. Especially those glowing red eyes should tell you. I just give you this. Uncle Frank was into something really, really strange. Had some eye implants in life. I don't know. I mean, whew. All right, and they continue, you are not their helper. It's laughable sometimes to see these so-called mediums. Oh, are you psychic? Because, Hal, this is funny. Okay, as I'm speaking about it, I read further and there it is in your email. So, yeah, I'm with you on the same page. I understand. And guess what, guys? There's more. So I'm loving this. I'm loving this email. I'm loving it. I hope you guys are too. So we're going to have to pick this up after the break and continue on with Hal's very fascinating perspective. All right, you guys, you are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect.
Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Today it is all about your emails, and I have quite the doozy from someone named Hal from across the pond that is discussing in great detail their perspectives as somebody who has been attacked or visited in the hundreds by shadow beings and a Grim Reaper hooded type of being, including Hatman. And it's a great perspective and really echoes my sentiment on a lot of things so far. So we're going to continue as they find it laughable at medium saying they just need to bring shadow people into the light and how they have no clue until it's something they've really truly been met with. It is not something to seek. It is not something to approach or challenge, but stand firmly for myself. That's what I encourage people to do. But apparently Hal had to physically battle these things, and it does come to blows for a lot of people as well. All right. So continuing, Hal says, humans born with an amnesia about where they come from, not capable of encompassing the immense vastness of existence from its lowest and highest places to try and, quote, guide these beings. This is pretty cool. People need more wisdom themselves than any wisdom they can give to such beings. We're not here to play the savior for them. I don't think such beings even have an applicable chapter about a savior in their existential domain. I understand. Because as it was explained to me personally, they come from a dark source. They come from a different place. And this is just a whole other understanding that we don't have access to. And so I know what you're speaking of, Hal, because this is there's good people with good intentions here. They're trying to reach out to help anything that they see, like it's a puppy dog. But don't let your guard down around these things. These things will really do their best to take advantage of any kind of kindness, any kind of open your arms to pet them on the head. Okay. Not okay. Okay. He continues. However, I see the experiences with shadow beings as an extremely important opportunity to get a better understanding to our existence. If I see them, what other implications does it hold to life? What meaning of life does it reveal? Facing such presence in life implies also the existence of something far bigger and unseen by most. It's like finding water that means you'll find other life forms in it and around it. Yeah, you know, I try to give people the example of, oftentimes people are like, oh, I don't get into that Jesus or religious thing, but I just saw the devil. Hold it. That's pointed to in a lot of religions that there is something evil, but you won't acknowledge the good, God. I mean, but it should really help you to know that there's such a thing out there to exist that should build upon faith of some kind, is how I feel. All right, so continuing, exposed to a shadow being, what environment does that reveal in which we and they reside in? Clearly, they are beings experienced by people all over the world to a varying degree. Is there a history that's unspoken of in our existence played out behind the scenes? Oh, I think evil's been spoken of for a long time, Hal. I'd be interested to read about it if someone can point to some possibly ancient text that speaks to these beings. Oh, there's rumors. There's a lot. There's people that have pointed out, like, I think these might have been the shadow people of the past. So, yeah, there's stuff out there. And now, back to my experiences. I've seen them in various shapes. A man wearing a hat with a long trench coat. Sometimes red eyes, sometimes no eyes. A man wearing some bulky hooded robe. Sometimes red eyes, sometimes no eyes. Yep. Uh-huh. Some kind of white, skinny being. Mm-hmm. I believe these are the ones that hide behind those clothes. Ah, okay. So you're speaking, I know what you're talking about. There's these tall, skinny looking, almost alien type of things. Some people think it looks like a skeleton even. And they continue, using clothing as cloaks. Number three in particular is interesting because I remember for the first time encountering the being in that shape. It's not like it undressed itself in front of me, but I knew what I encountered was a shadow being closest to its real form. Okay, so you're talking about the hooded guy, or the skinny being. Okay, you know what? When it comes to the hat man, he's a different kind of rotten being in general. And I'm sure you've heard my show talking about this, but he is he takes things to a whole new level. And yes, shadow beings can take on a form. And that form is kind of what you're discussing here. And it's something I discuss in my book, The Secret War. And mind you, I wrote that book in 1997. Yeah, long time ago. And there is something out there that they can form themselves into. That's like a form that they are comfortable in assuming when they mean business. Okay. All right. This encounter happened in the middle of the night when my parents went outside after my dad spotted a cloud-like object in the sky with a bunch of lights hovering about 50 meters above the ground. Ooh, okay. That night, I got in an aggressive physical fight with a being as described above. Number three, making me believe that the UFO that was seen for around 30 minutes by my parents had something to do with the being I saw. You see this, guys? You see this? The connection between, quote, aliens and UFOs being connected to shadow people, okay? And I don't include Hat Man to be a shadow being. He is a controller of the other ones, that's for sure. But definitely is something that could step out from the shadows and jump into a fist fight, all right? But yeah, so continuing, and so it made you believe that what your parents had seen was connected to what you're seeing. Okay, so this being also communicated to me telepathically during that time with something along the lines of, quote, "You'll never get rid of us." Well, that's disturbing. Not true. They lie just like aliens can, just like anybody can. All right. I think honestly they do that to intimidate, to make you feel like you are not going to get out of their grasp, you know, to mentally defeat you, not just physically, but mentally break you down and be like, well, they told me this. Or I can't fight it. I just have to learn to live with it. No, no, not true. Not true. Don't buy it. And they continue. This encounter occurred at a new house we moved into, and it's for the first time I saw the being in that form. The previous house had the typical shadow being figures. Now, objects teleporting, poltergeist activity came with it when I was seeing these shadow beings. I used to have this toy truck I played with a lot in a room. Many times I turn my head around, look into a particular corner, turn back around, and see that the truck disappeared. Yeah. I turn my head back and see it behind me or come across the toy in some random other location in the house. It took a dozen experiences of this to start realizing as a kid that something strange was going on. There are many other experiences I had with these shadow beings that I think this post is getting a bit too lengthy for. It's all good. Again, this post is not coming from someone who has seen them once or twice, but dozens, possibly over 100 times. I lost count. And it's not just seeing them, but having physical contact with them, and some very extreme ones. Hal. Woo! All right. That was a lot to unpack, huh? Hal, thank you. Thank you for taking the time to express what you did. And I think it's powerful to have somebody like yourself who sounds like somebody's got their faculties still and it has not been committed and requiring mental health institutionalizing, which is fine. But, you know, there's a lot of times I have people like, well, do you speak like this around certain people? Because, wow, I'm surprised you're walking around free. I'm like, what? Really? Just because I'm comfortable in speaking about my experiences and comfortable in letting people know they're not alone and comfortable in my own skin. I grew up in a home where we all discussed what we're experiencing. Luckily, because we witnessed these things together, we experienced them together, and we sure didn't go, well, I didn't see that. No, I mean, we're like, wow, oh my gosh, how do we deal with this? So, of course, we had our own individual experiences, but it helped to have these others that we can confide in, that, you know, even my folks had experiences, and they weren't talking about it as much, but... Yeah, you know, it was still was comforting to have that extra somebody. So I love this email because it really pieced all the different elements together and something that I don't know if I've spoken to much about the true form of shadow beings, like what they like to come in the form of. And it kind of looks human. It kind of looks robotic, kind of looks just gross. Kind of looks like MIBs even. So yeah, really, really crazy stuff. So Hal, thank you so very much for taking the time to write all of that. And if you have more, I welcome it because I like the way that you expressed yourself here. And I think it will help a lot of people. So very, very grateful. And all right, guys, we're going to get to our next break. I've got another email here for you. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Stick around. We'll be right back.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward.
You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dr. Comes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Today, it is all about the Outlandish Corner, I think. And we're taking your emails. We are going through them. And wow, we just had a really, really big, fascinating email from somebody who's been through the trenches. And is tired of the crap out there, I guess. I guess that's the best way to put it. Of people who think this is something that can be solved. That it's just something fluffy and innocent. And we all just need to put out our hand to greet it into our lives and guide it into the light. No. And I reiterate that all the time here on this program, and Hal just laid it on the line, like, just quit. Just quit, people. Stop saying it's okay and it's my guardian. Not until you have had your reality shaken up will you understand. And I get it. I mean, even if, you know, Hal, I got to give it to some people. I've had people that have contacted me who had one experience where they weren't even attacked, but it met them in a space that allowed them to understand things are not as they appear to be. And it just changed everything for them. Living in fear, it would ever happen again. So there's some people that it doesn't take much. And they're on the understanding side of this battle that we're in. And I would have loved to heard more about what your physical battles were. I've had people be thrown across the room, bitten, and just the worst kinds of scenarios. So if you find the time, send it on over, Hal. All right, so I am going to continue. I've got an email here. They wish to be anonymous, so I will honor that. Always remember that. If you want to keep your name or where you live and, you know, just keep it anonymous and you just want to help other people or be helped, I'm open to it. All right. This one says, Dear Heidi, that's me. I feel weird telling this story. Ah, I understand. But I lived in this house that was between a funeral home and an old cemetery in Westbrook, Maine. Well, there's the problem right there. I mean, it's kind of a highway. While always sitting in the living room, I would occasionally see a black ball about the size of a softball that would float into the room in the corner. It's not often I get these. I've seen a whole mess of those at once. Wow. Okay. Over this time, I started to act weird, like more mean and angry. My girlfriend's mom stayed one time and said it was haunted. My girlfriend would see an old lady at the entrance to the stairs, etc. I'd wanted to become a famous singer at the time, and I'd said if I moved to Nashville before my birthday, I would... Oh, no. I got chills. I said if I moved to Nashville before my birthday, I would give my soul to the devil. And then I then eventually took it back. Oh, Crossroads people. Have you heard of the Crossroads? I mean, that's a thing. People who reportedly made a deal with the devil so they could become popular. I mean, playing the guitar or singing. I mean, this place is so temporary. Why would you? Oh, gosh. I'm trying not to judge, but that is bad. All right. I'm glad you took it back. I don't know if that works that way so easily, but I don't know how the movies do it. But in real life, I think that would be a hard bargain to flip. All right. The day and night of my birthday while sleeping, this thing that was in a cap or a mist, floated in over my bed and went to my girlfriend first. But I told it, you can't have her. She is a true believer. Huh? But then it came to me once, and I started to pray to God and Jesus. It said, they can't help you now. Ooh, oh, terrible chills. And I thought, yeah, I already said I'd give my soul away. Ooh, okay. So after mentally fighting it, I just said, okay, go ahead and take it. No way, come on now. And I immediately felt dark in my mind and body. I then kept saying, no, you can't have it. And went back and forth all night, it seemed. Oh my goodness. You guys, what is this? What is this? And, you know, I'm sitting here thinking, you know, I don't want to say there's never say never. You know, I don't want to say there's ever a comeback from offering up such a thing. I'm just going to say that now because I have indeed heard of stories of people after they crossed over that were horrible people in this lifetime, crossed over in the pits of HE double hockey sticks, and they cried out to Jesus to help them. And he did. He did. So, never say never. Always know you could call on God or Jesus to help you. Okay, so I'm not going to put a whammy out there like that. All right, okay, continuing. This is horrible. So you went back and forth all night long. You can have it. Nah. I psych, you know. I don't know. And in the end, and ever since, I have felt somewhat separated from God and Jesus now. And now I have health issues and could possibly lose my life. And I'm scared I gave my soul away. Oh my gosh. I know this sounds crazy, but this is my story. Didn't know if you could give any advice. Thanks. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh, my heart is breaking. I am so very sorry. This is difficult. Oh man. You know, I don't read these emails in advance. I just this is hard, guys. This is hard and heavy. So I'm glad I said what I did before I read that last part. Look, God, Jesus, they're not about dumping people. It's all about saving and lifting people up, not finding ways to get rid of. So it's all about finding, helping, aiding. And don't doubt that, okay? That's number one. Do not doubt that power and that ability to always call on God or Jesus. I don't care where you're at. I have heard stories of people literally sitting, literally among creatures. They've died. They knew they were a horrible individual or something. There was something that they did, or they didn't believe in crap. And I'm not saying people who don't believe in crap all go to hell or something. No, I'm saying that people have been in these places, okay? For various reasons, and they felt that they were horrible, and they felt they deserved where they were, okay? So this is something that needs to be realized. There is always the chance to get out of a situation. And I'm going to speak to something that I haven't spoken on this program, I don't believe, but I had a really wild experience that I put in my book called Jesus is No Joke. And I don't know how. I don't know. All I know is I had this wild experience of being in this dark place. There's a lot of people who say, hey, I went to bed at night and I woke up in a small cage in this place. I'm pretty sure was Hades, you know. And I don't know how I got inside of somebody who was a resident of this place and was talking to people about them getting their chance to leave this place, okay? I don't know. I don't know how to express that, but I do firmly believe that nothing and no one is a lost cause, okay? And you can just take whatever it is in you and feel the power of your human potential and that line and direct connection to God and know you're okay, all right? It's in the Bible where it says all you need is the faith the size of a mustard seed, and I tell you, you can move a mountain, okay? A mustard seed is really tiny, okay? That's all you need to have no doubts about. That little. So if you can muster up that amount of faith, you're going to be okay. Okay? I know that. And I understand a lot of people when they're in a dire situation, they're like, I got to get this figured out quick and I got to throw out that lifeline and get this right. Okay? And then they're just like, you know, how do I cram this all into one? You know, I'll tell you what. I see your email. I'm going to send you an ebook of my book called The Other F Word, How to Find Faith and Laugh at Yourself While Trying. Because we all fall down and get back up and we have these silly ideas of what it is like to be okay in God's eyes. And I think that God knows we're flawed and it's going to take us a little bit here, a little bit there to figure it out. But, you know, he has faith that we'll figure it out. So, wow, thank you so much for reaching out and for trusting me to chat with you about that. And I keep you in my prayers. I hope that you'll be okay health-wise, and I know you'll be okay otherwise if you put that other F word into your life called faith. All right. Whew, okay, you guys, this has been an interesting show. First of 2023. Don't forget to go to HeidiHollis.com or ShadowFolks.com and tell me your stories, and I will get them here on the air and do my best to address them. And also follow me on social media at @OneHeidiHollis. And yeah, connect. Let's start this 2023 off right. All right, you guys, you have been listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. We'll see you next time. Stay safe, everybody. Goodbye.
Well, if you liked this edition of Dark Becomes Light, wait till you hear the next one. You've been listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.